This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we concluded with a quote from Oswald Chambers in his book, My Utmost for His Highest. I think it was a powerful quote about the passage we're studying in 2 Timothy 1, about keeping the Word of God. It's about obeying the Lord by making a choice, a decision to obey Him. Let's continue with Oswald Chambers' quote and continue from there. God bless you as you listen. The Lord has been placing in front of us some big things. The best thing to do is to remember what you did when you were touched by God. Recall the moment you first believed and you first recognized Jesus for who He is, or realized some truth. It was easy then to yield your allegiance to God, but immediately recall those moments each time the Spirit of God brings something new before you today. Choose for yourselves this day who you will serve, Joshua told the people. Your choice must be a deliberate determination. It's not something that you drift into. It's something you decide to do. You don't drift into obedience. You decide to obey. Would you listen to that again? You don't just kind of drift into obedience of the Lord's will. You make a decision. It's an act of the will. You don't give up your will. You exercise it. Only declare to Jesus, I will be faithful. I will be faithful to Him and to His word. Look at verse 15, the people with the funny names only mentioned in this passage. You know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. Paul's using a little exaggeration. Have you ever said that? Man, everybody's left me. Everybody in our town doesn't believe anymore. Everybody doesn't believe this. Everybody's immoral. Everybody's that. And we do use that phrase, everybody, in exaggeration. But let me tell you, it's something that Paul was deserted by the people that were supposed to be faithful to him. Paul was deserted by two leaders. I believe that's who these men were, who deserted him and said, he's in jail, he's on death row, we don't want to have anything to do with him. And Paul felt deserted by people that should have been faithful to him. But I want you to notice there was a man named Onesiphorus. What a name. What a name, Onesiphorus. Verse 16, may the Lord show mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he was evidently a businessman and he traveled. And he said, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. I've had several commentaries talk about the kind of prison cell that Paul would have been in. Nothing like the prisons of today. You know, we've been focused on the two prisoners who escaped from the Clinton prison in New York State, and that's been a big hot story for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Paul was in a prison that was probably like a cistern in the ground, a hole in the ground, with maybe one opening for air and for a little bit of light, and that was it. Can you imagine how depressing it was to be, not only to be there, but to know they're going to kill me? I'm going to be beheaded. And that's where Paul's writing this letter, from that dungeon, that cistern underneath the ground, writing to a young minister named Timothy. And he says, Onesiphorus stood by me. And so here's the choice. You keep the word, that's your choice, keep it or not keep it, but you also keep your friendships with people who love the Lord. You are aligned with somebody. You know what I mean by that? Politically, if you're a Democrat or Republican, you're aligned with a group of people. They're your people. And we understand that. Well, I want to continue that thought line about who we're aligned with. It's not only a case of what we believe and what we hold to, but the people we hold to, the people we keep aligned with. God bless you as you listen tomorrow to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.